New York sports with us. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
All right, time right now for a Jersey Mike's Yankees box office blitz. We've got a pair of field-level tickets to see the Bombers against Tampa Bay Yankee Stadium Sunday, July 21st. Right now, be the third caller, 866-540-WFAN, 866-540-9326, for your chance to win. It's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub-sandwich shop of the New York Yankees. Box office blitz and the fan. Listen again tomorrow for another chance to win. Good luck, one and all. Let's head out to Cranford, New Jersey. It's Larry. It's the fan. What's going on, Larry?
You know, hi. I almost don't care what happened with Verdugo and Volpe yesterday. Our closer walked two batters.
Yeah.
And that's a problem.
No doubt.
And you know what? I'd love to see him blow the save for the American League. That would be really funny.
So you're a Yankee fan rooting against Clay Holmes.
Somebody said he's a heart attack guy, and he is. I mean, I'm a Yankee fan, and I don't like to see him come into a game.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got so many blown saves. He should have double the number of blown saves. He only got out of miracle situations miraculously.
Well, that's what happens in miracle situations. Miraculous, yes. Yeah, when I look at Clay Holmes, and I look at the scenario, I understand, yes, I think it's an issue. Yes, I agree with you. I don't necessarily trust him. Do I root against him in the All-Star game? No. I don't root for his demise. I don't root for his failure because I got to be honest with you, Larry, if you actually ever met and chatted with Clay Holmes, he's a really good guy. And I have. And he's an easy guy to root for. But you could be critical. You can be open. You can be honest. I'm not going to go out there and tell you, no, Clay Holmes has no issues. No, I think you. But I think if you ever actually had a chance to sit down and chat with Clay Holmes, I think he's an easy guy to root for. Does it rectify the problem at hand? No, because you're judged and graded by your performance on the field. And do I completely trust Clay Holmes in a big-time spot? I don't. Do I root against him to fail? Like when he came in yesterday down at Camden Yards, was I like, I hope Clay Holmes fails? No, I was not. Do I root against him? You know, would I root against him in an All-Star game? I would not. I don't. I mean, I don't. But I think it's a concern. Now, is it at the top of the list for me? No, it's not necessarily at the top of the list. But it's close. Let's head out to Elizabeth, New Jersey. It's Greg. It's the fan. What's going on, Greg?
Hey, how's you doing? Hey, I got a story that sounds familiar to yours. A friend of mine had a big German Shepherd.
Mm.
His wife keeps using olive oil like crazy. So he decided he's going to buy the biggest thing of olive oil he can buy from Sam's Club or whatever.
Oh, make and big olive oil.
Too big to keep in the kitchen, so he puts it down in the basement.
Mm.
Where the dog stays overnight and chews the top off it. Knocks it over.
Yeah.
And loves the olive oil, but he's cleaning up forever. So sounds familiar to your rear end.
Yeah. I mean, a little similar for sure. Big, messy cleanup. Absolutely. I don't know what he got into. I mean, I don't know. I mean, he constantly is eating twigs and leaves. Maybe, you know, I don't know what's going on with his stomach. I really don't. But it is not a good scene at the old Melusa's homestead.
Here's my thing. For DJ LeMahieu.
Yes.
Yankee fans drive me crazy because they ignore his all his time in Coors Field. He played 473 games in Coors Field, hit 21 homers.
Right.
When he comes to the Yankees, the first year in 71 games at Yankee Stadium, he hits 19 homers. How does that make any sense? That's not the real DJ LeMahieu, the 2019.
No, well, he hit 26 home runs in 19, not 19.
Yeah, but 19 were at Yankee Stadium.
Gotcha.
I'm comparing him to stadiums.
Okay. I think Yankee fans are looking at the fact of I know people get carried away with the power launch angle. Everybody does in today's day and age of Major League Baseball. Like I'm still like a guy that makes contact.
like, and can still hit the ball, can hit the ball to all fields, can do all that. Like, DJ LeMahieu, his first year here in New York, because he always dreamed of being a Yankee, was 327, 26, and 102. His second year with the Yankees, which was the COVID year, 50 games, 364, 10 home runs, 27 RBIs. His third year was 268, 1057. Then we're starting to see the precipitous drop, 261, 243 in 23. And then this year he's hitting a .188 in 37 games and 117 at-bats.
Is it the thing, 100 RBIs and 26 homers?
Yeah, his first year.
Normal DJ's about half of that for each of those.
He was great his first year. Well, not necessarily half of that. If you go back to Colorado, I mean, when you're looking at the RBIs, he was a 60-plus RBI guy his last 4 years in Colorado.
He was never 100 RBI. I don't. He was never one of those guys that you said, DJ LeMay was coming to town.
Well, Greg,
he
hit .348 in Colorado. I mean, he did win a batting title in the National League. Like, let's not forget about that. Like, we're not, I don't know what the point was. The point is that we've made DJ LeMahieu out to be greater than he is. I mean, did you watch his first 2 years here in New York? He earned every bit of playing time based on what he was as a hitter. He was a guy at that stage, when you go back to 19 and 20, he was the guy that if you pulled Yankee fans, he was the one that you trusted the most to have, if you needed a hit. Guy on base, down a run, eighth inning or later, whatever it might be, that kind of game situation, he was the one that you trusted up at the plate. He's nowhere near that. Now we're getting calls, and it's all based on performance. Listen, he has played poorly. He is 36 years old. He's been ravaged by lower body injuries. It happens in professional sports. It's a shame because he's a shell of the hitter that he once was. And I don't know if we're ever going to see that again. And I highly doubt we will. Vernon, New Jersey. It's Dan. It's the fan. What's going on, Danny?
Hey, Moose. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Dan.
I got a suggestion for your dog and a couple things on the Mets.
Sure.
You said you have a golden doodle?
Golden doodle. Yeah, mini golden doodle. Yes, what a golden doodle.
I have a Bernard doodle, and I ran into something. You should look into it. I don't know what kind of food you give your dog, but doodles are prone to chicken allergies. So if you're giving your dog any kind of chicken, you might want to switch the food up to like a salmon or something like that. It'll probably help his stomach.
Is that true?
That's absolutely 100% true. If you do Purina Pro Plan, it makes a sensitive skin and stomach. It's salmon and rice, and it's the best thing for them. It'll fix his stomach in a heartbeat. That's a probiotic.
I had no idea. Now, the breeder we got the dog from, I think it's like brown rice and chicken, I think is the kibble.
Yeah. Yep. I'd switch up the chicken and go to a different protein, beef or do salmon because it's a better, it's the best protein for the dogs.
Okay. I appreciate it, Danny. Thank you.
I would try that and do the probiotics. But on the Mets real quick, I looked into my crystal ball and Soto's going to be a Met next year. Right now. Everybody's split. Everybody says he wants to go for the money or he wants to play for a winner. And as of right now, the Mets are both. Stevie's got the most money, and the Mets are doing a lot better than the Yankees are right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, the question then is, if you're talking about how much more money are you talking about?
Well, I mean, it really depends. I guess it's negligible. I mean,
well, nothing's. I mean, is $100 million negligible? I mean, $100 million is a lot of money. $50 million negligible? I mean, that's a lot of money if you're looking at it in the grand scheme of things. So, we're looking at it's not Texas, it's not Florida. There's no, there is a state income tax. So, you're looking at a completely different amount of money. So, are the Yankees willing? Let me ask you this. Are the Yankees willing to pay Juan Soto $500 million with what they're paying Aaron Judge, and Judge has been the better player?
Well, yeah, that's it. And you look at payroll, you have Judge, you have, Cole, Rodon, like all these ridiculous contracts. Are they really going to be able to pay Soto what the Mets would pay Soto?
Can I ask you, you're a Met fan, obviously, Dan. How great of a day would that be as you envision it right around Thanksgiving? The playoffs have come and gone. We're full-fledged into the NFL season. How great of a day for you would it be if Juan Soto, the big announcement comes out, carving board, roast beef, the shrimp, everything, they're introducing Juan Soto out at Citi Field as a Met?
It'd be one of the greatest days of my life, to be honest with you. It would. You know, we have to get him. And another thing, too, is I think we need to trade Pete. I'm one of the Mets fans that I'm just tired of Pete Alonso, and they need to trade him. They need to get bullpen help. He's a show of what he used to be. And, you know, the Mets have been doing great with him not playing well, so it's not like they're really going to lose him. You know, he's not hitting bombs like he used to. There's just something wrong with him. Him and McNeil, I just get rid of him. Like, see you later.
Well, Dan, but there's also, let's also not forget the presence that he represents, even though the production has not been there for Alonso in the lineup. There's something to be said for that, too. The threat, the power threat that he is. I'd be a little bit leery. You know, I've known, and Alonso at one point in time was obviously the face of the Mets, and I still think he's there, and the most popular player on the team, and I know he's got kind of a funky, quirky type of personality that can rub some people the wrong way. I think it's difficult to replace the power that he represents. I do. So I'd be a little bit leery of saying, let's just move on from him. Move on from that threat because he's not necessarily having a good year. Some guys respond well in contract years. Some guys don't. Gleyber Torres has not responded well for the New York Yankees. And you look at Pete Alonso, who wants to get paid, who wants to make a lot of money, who obviously has Scott Boras as his new agent. Alonso has not responded in kind offensively this year to what you usually expect from Alonso, being that 40-plus homer guy and being Mr. Consistency, especially in today's day and age in Major League Baseball where it's all about the power.